Hey everyone out there in podcast land, as you note by the difference in the opening music, we are not having a regular show. It turns out that the band canceled at the last minute, whoever that was, I don't even know. And Rory was in a total shit mood, and I had worked all goddamn weekend and was really tired. And so we decided to cancel everything, and then Nick was the one who said, if we're going to do that, we better put together a fucking best of. Which ends up meaning that everybody else gets the night off except for me. So I'm here with you listeners making this week's Best of the Worst Little Podcast. And so, I thought I'd dive into some of our worst quizzes, and there were three in mind that I really had my stomach turned during and laughed my ass off, and so I thought I'd bring those to you today. First off, let's start off with way back in August of 2011. We had Felix and Andy 86 in, and Felix left the interview halfway through the show, and Andy 86 stayed and took the quiz, and pretty upsetting. Makes me hungry for lettuce. Please enjoy the Best of the Worst Little Podcast.
So do you think we have time to get Andy with the...
Yeah.
Well, I don't hear any music. Oh, thank you, my friend. Andy, it is time for the worst little quiz in the world.
Cheers.
Let's get a little more of that happening. Oh, plaque lasso. That's from last week's quiz.
How many questions are on this quiz?
10-ish.
That's good. 10. I like that. I can do
7-ish.
That.
7-ish. All right.
Do I have to answer honestly, or?
We'll just take the questions as you get them.
All right, all right.
It's a quiz on a fake radio show. What do you think?
I'm living in fake land, man.
It's fake.
First
here.
Question. Front, back, even, or odd?
Car part, automotive.
No, front, back, even, or odd. Pick one.
Oh.
One of the four.
Rod.
Odd?
Odd.
Odd. Okay.
I thought you said rod. I thought you were talking about car parts. I thought I was like, am I getting AAC certified here or what, dude?
Well, you know, I want to say I think you're the first quiz taker who's failed that question.
Okay.
You get points for it.
I didn't understand the question.
You get points for it, though. I didn't know you could feel... back, even or odd.
Odd.
Even or odd.
Even or odd.
Yeah. That's where the rod came in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
My lover.
Your lover?
Oh, yeah.
Any good reason? Or just because?
I love her that much.
Ah.
Yeah.
You want
good enough to eat.
And I've seen the movie Alive a lot. And boys, does she have some ass and titties on her, dude. Let me tell you. I love Janice.
That sounds delicious.
I'm going to make that. next question. Who is the celebrity you would ruin your relationship to be with? Even if you're not in a current relationship, a fictional relationship. Who would you just destroy all the trust that that relationship was built on for one night? For. With.
Well, I have two.
Ooh, okay.
It'd be Wednesday from the Addams Family, and then...
Christina Ricci?
And then Winona Ryder.
Like, back in the day or now? Like Wednesday in the movie?
Or in the TV series?
When she was, like...
That's
kind of
creepy. I'm just like, hold on, wait a minute.
I'm trying to trap you into this, yes.
You know who I would, though? What's that girl's name? Jennifer Tilly? From Chucky?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah,
that sexy
dude.
Voice.
Dude, I've been a big fan of her.
Yeah. You guys are getting me in trouble right now, man.
In Bound? Bound with...
Oh, you know who's another one?
Gina Gershon.
Gina Gershon.
You know who's another one?
That's a hot movie.
You know who's another one? What's her name? The girl that was with Marilyn Manson? McGowan? Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
It's a mixed favorite.
Woo! Damn.
All right, good answer.
I have a thing for pale white skin, jet black hair.
Yeah,
definitely.
White women.
I'm gonna get in so much trouble. I'm already in trouble.
All right. When did you enjoy your last enema?
I had a threesome like a year ago, and I got my asshole licked. Same time.
Good answer.
I'll allow it. While I was penetrating. It made me feel like my boundaries. I was confused for the
what
first time
boundaries?
In my life. I got confused. I was like, do I like it? Do I don't?
Even I thought that was gay.
This quiz.
Oh, man.
Oh,
crazy.
Wow. great.
But I've never actually had a real anima.
Okay, that's a good answer.
But I will
he
admit,
knows how to get points, though. This guy knows how to play.
I will admit,
you,
though.
You know how to play our game.
I will admit, though, like when that Enema of the State CD came out from Blink 182, I didn't get that. I was like, Enema? What are they talking about? But then I started watching more porn. And then I was like, because I was like having anal sex with girls, and I was like, why do I keep getting poop on my dick? You know, like, and it's like, oh. And then somebody once told me, yeah, dude, they have enemas, and then they eat lettuce for a whole day, and then they do their show. And, you know, then it's like, oh. It's like, how come they don't get no poop? How? I was like, I tried to do it in real life, and it just backfired on me.
Literally.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful.
But ecstasy can make a girl real comfortable, dude. Like, way those muscles get too relaxed, dude.
Damn, dude.
Oh
my goodness.
Right. You definitely know how to take this quiz. All right.
Next question.
All right.
Never seen anyone ace this before.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Ginger. Good. Homophobe.
Was that gay as in happy gay or just homosexual gay?
Homosexual gay.
Seemed to me
to
be the same thing, though.
Ginger.
Ginger.
Well, Ginger's got them pale skin, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works out pretty good.
All right.
Are we talking prison sex or what?
Interpretation.
I hope not.
Spit on it. Where did you lose your virginity?
In the foster home, in like the playground when I was a kid. I was,
Wow. Again, how old?
Romantic.
I must have been. I got These taken away when I was like 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude. So again with the knowing how to play this game.
Wow. Yeah, I was a foster kid. Whatever.
No.
But that's why I was like, fuck these foster homes, and then I became a squatter punk and down in Venice Beach. So
right on.
That was way better.
All like suburbia style.
And then I just ran until I was 18, and then they couldn't get me no more.
Nice.
Right. Like suburbia style. Like, do you ever see that movie?
Uh-huh.
Is that required watching for young punk rockers?
Oh, yeah. And I have it on VHS.
What's TR stand for?
The Rejected.
Totally ridiculous.
You're one of those assholes that the skin guy is going to get in a fight with.
Yeah. Where's my fucking yellow shirt?
And then Flea had that rat with him all the
right,
time.
Right. Rick used to have a rat.
It's a good movie.
I have that movie.
Up, Suburbia Punk Rock. It's got
it
Yeah, it's required punk rock reading.
TSOL. Vandals, I think. Weren't the Vandals?
Yeah, Vandals were in it. Yeah. Totally. Like, yeah, lots of
LA
stuff.
Thing.
Yeah, LA.
Yeah, Penelope Spheeris, who later did Wayne's World, and she also did Decline of Western Civilization.
Right. And they used
one and two.
Yeah, she directed it and used punk rockers from LA that she knew from the shows and the clubs. Yeah. Because she didn't figure she could teach a bunch of educated actors how to be punk rocks.
But yeah, that's smart.
She could feed punk rockers beer and film them.
Oh, yeah. So the terrible acting in it. Terrible, but such a good movie.
But
yeah, it is a great movie.
The Flea, when he's like 17 and literally like a homeless punk rocker in L.A. Like,
yeah.
It's really cool. It's
typecast.
Yeah, a lot of it's really real, but it is, you know, scripted.
Right.
But way before reality TV.
Yeah.
Cool.
Next question.
Woo!
Let's keep this moving.
Have you ever tasted your own DNA, my friend?
Oh, yeah, like my own blood?
There you go.
That would count?
DNA is definitely in your blood.
One fluid that has DNA.
My dad would be like, I'd like fall off the bike and be like, Dad, I fucked up my knee. Piss on that wound and lick up your blood and get back out there.
Wow.
Hello. Shut up.
No, but yeah, so I learned to just lick my wounds. Yeah. Also in a metaphoric way. Whoa. Way too deep. Way too emo.
Hill high soft pickles.
I've been listening to too much goth rock lately.
The fields of the Nephilim are calling. And all right, for your question number 13 on my list, since it is your birthday, confess a sin.
I can't. I'd get in so much trouble.
Just no one. Idea. Leave out names.
Any sin. It doesn't
and
have to
I'm
be
a, I, this past weekend,
I can forgive you of it.
I just,
I'm a reverend.
I just sinned this whole weekend. You have no idea.
Some highlights that might not get you arrested?
Not might get me arrested, but might get me in some serious shit.
Well, as a reverend, I'll forgive you once you tell me after the show.
I'll tell you after the show. I can't say it
I
on the air.
I think I know the answer, but...
What is it?
Oh, yeah, there's a good one. Elvis or the Beatles?
Oh, Elvis.
Elvis all the way. Good answer.
Rory loves that answer.
I'm with you, my friend, 100%. I'm going to say... I'm going to say, my friend, you've hit the high score of this quiz. 2,750 points.
Whoa.
For some amazing answers there, Andy. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man.
What's proud of you? 2,740 points higher than Dave Richards, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. Yes, our worst scorer. No, Jackson.
Jackson
got, I think, a flat zero.
So, no, it's like three.
Five. So, yeah.
He had like three.
Something like that.
Do I get
so good
some,
job.
Do I get something for getting the
stickers? You got the trophy?
Yeah, you get our prize pack.
You can get a...
I thought you were going to flip me off.
there
you go.
Yeah, I got it in my pocket here.
No, you get some stickers.
Oh, man, I got a shitload of these from Rick the other day. I went all over town for like a week. Everywhere I went, I was just posting them.
I've been hitting them up a girl neighborhood, too.
I'll give you a handful more then.
At the Jub Jubs came up, she's all, dude, I see your fucking stickers everywhere.
That's me.
That's Andy doing that.
He had a stack like this, like black and white ones. I was like, Rick, I'm going to take a couple, don't mind. I took I came back 2 days later, they were gone. Dude, I took them all.
Where are you putting them up at? What neighborhood?
Everywhere I walk. Yeah. Everywhere I walk, I'm just like, bam, 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 bam. I have no purpose. I have no reason. I'm like, bam, bam. Alleys, cars. Nice. Girls, sticker, you know.
Now, have you actually listened
Titties,
to the show?
Ass, huh?
Do you actually listen to the show? Have you ever heard it?
I haven't heard it, no.
That's even better.
Well, because you gotta hear it online, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, because I don't have
That's
internet.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, now you have a whole new internet audience that knows about you and your band.
Cool.
How about that?
Cool. Hell yeah. I'd like to do more. I really would. That would be rad.
And he has. God bless you, Andy 86. He's really the pistolero that keeps on giving. Next up, we have a beautiful quiz by my best friend Justin, who came in here and was on the show and, again, was totally revolting. And the thing that makes this quiz triple creepy is that what we didn't know at the time is that his mother would be listening. So keep that in mind as you listen to the quiz, because later we interviewed her and she talked about having heard the show. It's the best of the Worst Little Podcast.
Oh, you know what? Have we ever done Chewy?
We could.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do Chewy, Justin.
Should we do that right now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, is it that time?
Here she comes.
Hey, that's right. It's another edition of the worst little quiz in the world. I'm going to ask you a series. Oh, whatever. You guys know how this works.
Chewy versus Justin.
Chewy versus Justin. I need a
scorecard. A little nervous.
Scorecard. All right, I got my scorecards here. Justin and those are the same initials.
Josh and Justin?
Yeah, J and J. All right. No, so I have to ask you questions I don't normally ask because Chewy hears them every week.
Well, I hear him every week and I fucked up the quiz.
Or make up some new ones.
I've heard him before.
Would you rather get beat up or arrested, Chewy, and why?
Oh, brand new one.
I'd rather get beat up. I mean, I felt less embarrassed when I've been beaten up before than I did the next day after I got arrested. I just don't like jail. But I'd rather do neither.
Justin, beat up or arrested?
I think I'd rather be arrested. I'm pretty used to it by
Justin
now.
Justin likes jail.
I have a good time in there, man. I have a good time.
I hate it.
You get a good attitude about it, right?
Oh, yeah, man. You play games with the old homies. Yeah.
I like juvie. It was kind of fun. Like, your friends are there and you play football and stuff, but it's not like that at par.
Yeah, but usually whatever you're in there for, you're not going to be sticking around for long because You didn't rob a house. You didn't kill somebody.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Who didn't rob a house?
I'm seriously knocking on wood here.
Who didn't kill
somebody?
Am
I the only one who hasn't been arrested?
Never mind, then.
Nick, have you ever been arrested?
Oh, a couple times, yeah. I'm Nick's
half Mexican,
man. And I'm a lazy bastard who doesn't show up for court appearances. I've been arrested a couple times.
I'm knocking on wood furiously because I've never been arrested.
Nick.
Yeah, me too. I'm knocking wood for you, thinking man. You, effective judgment.
You ever meet a person that's half Mexican and hasn't been arrested yet, then you're vote for him.
Hey,
for
man,
president.
That's kind of racist.
They are going to run for president.
I'm just saying.
That's why I can't run for president or mayor because fucking...
Yeah,
because
you know what happens when you smoke pot. You become the president of the United States, a prime minister of somewhere
right,
in
George
Europe.
Bush did
get a lot of pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So be careful. Wait smoking that pot, you might become
powerful. I've
cheated powerful.
On women. I've smoked pot and I've done cocaine. I could be the president.
We all could, son. We all could. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first, Justin?
My brother. He's chunky.
That's a good choice.
And you better say that because your mother is going to be on the show soon.
In like 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
My mother has dreadlocks, and that's just kind of gross. I'm not eating.
You kind of got a MILF thing going on there. She's not a bad looking
woman. Yeah, no, she's, very good looking, young.
Don't make
this
me
is making
kick
it
your
really
ass
uncomfortable.
Show,
it's
Rory.
Weird. It's making me as uncomfortable as it's making Justin.
You're going to kick my ass. Cody's going to get in line, dude.
Cody's going to stab you, dude.
Josh.
Definitely not my mom. But my wife looks delicious, and she actually is delicious, but I probably won't cannibalize her because then who would I have sex with and hang out with the rest of my life? So
Wilson.
I'm going to go with my brother because he doesn't exist.
Oh,
well, you can substitute your best friend.
No, well, yeah. If
we're
you want
all your brothers.
Well, you know what? Yeah, if you count all my brothers, which number maybe 50.
You could have a buffet.
Then, yeah, exactly. I'd eat forever.
All right. All of your brothers. I'll give you points.
That'd be great.
Oh, let's see.
Thanks for volunteering, Nick.
When did you enjoy your last
My
enema?
Pleasure.
Never.
Never? No enemas?
Never.
Justin?
I've never enjoyed one.
Well,
have you had one?
I took a huge dump yesterday.
Radio smiles don't
smiles
work on the radio.
Smiles don't work over the radio.
Nobody knows
silent
that you're
giggling.
Smiling at me right now. Wincing and...
What's that?
Oh, I'm really uncomfortable. I can't answer this question on the internet.
No. Was it medical health reasons or was it
for
sexual?
Okay. You know what it was? Yeah, it was drug reasons.
Booty bump.
Yeah.
Drug enema.
Yeah.
Everybody know. So you can put meth in your rear, huh?
Yes, you can, and it will get you fucked off.
To give you diarrhea, though?
You get lots of points for that answer. Yeah.
I don't know if it'll give you diarrhea because I hadn't eaten in days.
That's a good point.
Oh, if that counts, then I enjoyed it just last week.
Let's see. The color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear. Go.
White cotton panties.
Ooh.
Nice.
Just like Elvis would love. Josh has to check.
Wolfpack blue and gray boxer briefs.
You're such a sports guy.
Wolfpack. Nice. He gets extra points for that.
Points.
All sorts of extra points.
I had to check because I put them on like 5 days ago. And
pleased to be rating your own skills as a lover.
Gross.
Scale of 1 to 10.
11.
11. No. Going big.
Wait. Where are we talking about, with myself or someone else?
We'll get to that. Pleased to be rating your own skills as a lover.
A possible 10, but sometimes a 7 because I get a little lazy once in a while. Maybe.
Honest
I'm,
answer.
I'm high
7 come 11.
High
now,
end.
Pleased to be rating your most recent lover's skills.
2.
Yeah. Honesty.
A dead lay, huh?
Oh, it was awful. Yeah.
And Josh.
I'm going to give her a maximum 10 score.
10 to
whatever,
10.
If it's a scale of 1 to 100, I'll give her 100. She's a very lovely lady.
Enough to make babies with.
Yep.
Let's see. In all of history, who are you going to start a fist fight with?
In all of history?
And you start.
Oh, let's see.
You pick the fight.
Oh, man. Wouldn't it be awesome to be in a fist fight with Jesus?
Ooh, good answer.
Wow,
good answer.
We have not had that yet.
I don't think anybody's
Rick,
picked
that.
That's weird.
What does that make you feel like?
Huh? Oh, if you're going to hit somebody,
Jesus
hit
loves
him.
You the most,
he
so.
Well, no, and Jesus is into that like that masochistic thing.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't
down.
Hit you.
Turn
back.
Your other cheek.
Yeah, yeah. It would just give him practice to be
you're
cool.
Just all smack. I forgive you.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
My pastor, Denise. My pastor Denise, I'd be all, I'm pissed at God, and she's all, well, he can take it.
That's a winnable fight. You know,
so I think he can take it.
That's actually a pretty good answer.
I don't know. I hate a lot of people. So I'm going to go with Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, I like that answer.
I hate her guts, that. And I would enjoy the, I mean, I don't like to hit women. I can't endorse Oprah, that, but I hate Oprah's guts so much.
Why?
I just think she's a stuck-up cunt.
Oh, okay.
How big is she right now? Are you sure?
I don't care how big she is. I'll punch her right in the mouth.
Do you pee in the shower, Josh?
This is a close race, man. These guys are doing really quite a good quiz.
Josh, do you pee in the shower?
Yes, I do.
Justin?
Oh, all the time.
Right. I pee right into the drain, though, so it's not sitting on the
floor.
Not
on your feet.
No fun.
I make sure that it goes in the hole.
Other people's feet.
Yeah, there you go. You always mark, and you wait until they're until they're doing their like shampooing their hair, and they got their eyes closed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then they just feel like, wait, why is warm water coming from the other direction?
How can you guys
secrets
about
of
that?
The gay world revealed?
You know what?
Just laughter.
You know what the worst thing about going to the bathroom in a shower though is when you have to push the poop down through the fucking with your feet.
Get the plunger
your toes.
Out.
Yeah.
That's what I heard, anyways. Yeah.
So you heard.
I've never had diarrhea in the shower. That's.
Have you ever been surprised having sex?
Yeah, I have. Absolutely. I had this girl. She wanted to drink the pee out of my dick.
Ugh.
Like while I was. You know,
that's awful.
While you were doing her,
give
or
me
while
a zero
like,
for this
just
round.
Taking a leak.
No. While I was doing her. And
can
I
you pee
tell you,
with a boner?
Yeah, apparently.
With enough focus.
But the big surprise was, I loved it. It was so hot. Yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
That is surprising.
Wow. And remind me not to shake your hand. Chewy, have you ever been surprised during sex?
I'm thinking, I can't really think of a time where it just like was shocking that somebody showed up while I was having sex with somebody. So
okay.
I'm going to have to say no. Go ahead and write me down for a zero, and I couldn't compete with the last answer anyway.
Yeah, I see you played Nike.
That was
Spoonie
before. what would you like for your last meal?
Last meal? Oh, man, I just want to go something simple like T-bone steak and eggs, man. I want something good.
There you go. It's all right.
Some Tabasco on it or what?
A1?
What
do
you put on your eggs?
On the eggs? Definitely.
And the steak.
Well, yeah. No, actually, A1 on the steak and probably Tapatio on the eggs, not Tabasco.
Tapatio's good.
Ghost chili.
Try while the girl sucks the pee out of your dick.
Well, yeah.
It's your last meal. Might as well go for pee.
What, everything you like. Yeah.
What's up, R. Kelly? You're a dirty bastard, Justin
R. Kelly Hoover.
I don't know. I love food. I love all kinds of different meals, but my favorite meal would probably be the bacon blue cheeseburger from the Q and Cushion with their natural cut.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And the Keystone Q and Cushion is gone now, but man, I do miss that burger with the natural cut fries and some ranch with the green Tabasco inside the ranch. It's delicious.
And that was with the actual crumbles, not blue cheese dressing.
Oh yeah,
right?
No, it's not about crumble blue cheese.
And Josh, have you had Joe's on South End of town?
No, I never have.
Joe's Blues Burger is a I'll
check it out because I love that shit. Archie's up on North Virginia has a really good blue cheese burger also.
Because that's one of my favorite things. Okay.
And to finish off with the food theme, my final real question before Nick takes over the rapid fires. You're going down on a girl, and you come across a piece of warm, crispy bacon. Do you eat it?
Absolutely. It's bacon.
It's a gray area, because it depends on the girl, and it depends on the piece of bacon.
What if the?
I wouldn't be going down on an ugly girl in the first place.
Right.
So that
of course
makes it a little
not.
Less gray.
You've never gone down on ugly girls.
Let's say the perfect piece of
if it was
bacon.
Perfect piece of bacon,
smiles
absolutely.
Don't show on the radio, Chewy.
All right, well, perfect, a great dirty. Piece of bacon and a great girl, I'd say yes. Why not?
You're all right. Dirty, all right. And you're not kosher.
Yeah, I think vagina
in
bacon
fact,
is
you know
not
what?
Kosher.
Not kosher.
I may
it's
have
blessed
some,
by a rabbi.
I may have some bacon at home right now. I might go home and try that out.
Ooh, hey, baby. All right, Nick, here are your rapid-fire questions to be asking
right,
the audience.
First off, Elvis or Beatles? Go!
Elvis!
Beatles. I'm a big fan of either.
Goddamn tongue out of the roof!
Elvis was
beer.
Red, though.
What's that?
Weed or beer?
Neither. I'm sober.
Weed or beer?
I love them both, but I haven't smoked weed in years, and I love beer.
Beer. All right. Nothing beer. You win.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh, this question sucks. I'm going to go to a different question. Okay. Blind or deaf?
Deaf. Deaf. I know sign language.
I'd rather be blind.
Okay. Burgers or hot dogs?
Burgers.
Burgers.
Always. Good job. Zeppelin or The Who?
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
How about Nickelback or Coldplay? Go.
Neither.
Good. That's
shoot me
the
in the
correct
nuts.
Answer.
Is the correct answer, yes.
B-52s.
Nice! Good play. I don't know how they associate with those two, but still.
I just said the B-52s are underrated. I think some of their music was good, but Shiny Happy People, awful.
Well, that was an R.E.M. song, by the way.
I don't
way,
care.
So.
But it did feature.
Coke or Pepsi, go.
Love Shack sock, too.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
All right. Gay or Ginger?
Gay.
My guinea pig's named Ginger, and I love her very much, so I'm going to go with Ginger.
All right. Neil Diamond.
I bet you do.
Or Tom. What's his name? Tom.
Green?
Jones?
Gordon?
Yeah. Neil Diamond or Tom Green? Go.
Neil Diamond.
Yeah, Neil Diamond, no question.
I would have went with Tom
I'll
Green.
Go with Tom Green, too.
Tom, yeah. Green, Tom Green was funny, but I haven't seen him in 10 years, so who knows?
He lost a ball.
Yeah. He went out with Drew Barrymore.
That's cool.
I'd just suck his dick. I mean, what?
you eat
just
piece
like
of shit
taste
for breakfast?
Her pussy off
taste
it.
One ball.
Gross. Oh, I did not you. Just say that.
Yes, you did, too. That's terrible.
Isolate that.
Star Wars or Star Trek? Go.
Star Wars.
I like Battlestar. I'm just kidding. I love Star Wars.
I want to be a
all
Jedi.
Right. And your
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS or cancer? Go.
Cancer.
I think... neither, but AIDS is more fun to get.
Yeah. And easier to treat.
Yes, yeah, that's true also.
Actually, getting easier by all the right. moment.
Magic like, Johnson's got AIDS, and I see that fool on TV all the time.
He's fat.
Yeah. Let's go football or baseball?
Baseball, the American classic.
I love them both. It's hard to choose.
I knew that's why I choose this question for you.
I love watching football, but baseball, I learned about baseball and loved baseball when I was about 5 years old.
You play baseball, too.
I do. And I guess if I had to choose, I'd pick baseball.
All right. Last two questions. One is Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett, lover.
Damn, Benatar always loses on this one.
Benatar's a
oral
cunt.
Or anal? Go.
Oral.
Oral.
All right.
Do we get puke
they're
or
the
shit?
The oral majority.
Puke. Puke's awesome.
Puke or shit?
I'd rather shit than puke any day. I hate
poop sucks.
All right, it was a very close game right up in there until the end with the pee thing. So, Josh, you come in with 183, and Justin takes the cake with 226.
Congratulations.
Close game.
That's
man.
Fine.
It's a nice, solid.
I can't compete with
brown
that.
Log of a score.
Layla James kicked both your asses.
Yeah.
So don't
whose
worry
pee
about
did
it.
She drink? I can't remember.
I don't believe she drank
it. It was probably a girl's, because she's super...
Hey, Layla, why don't you call in next week and
I'm
answer
sure
that question?
I'm sure you didn't actually drink pee, and you never would, because you're a beautiful
lady.
She is
a very nice girl. She would never do that. She is a very nice girl, and she would never do that. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for that image. Next up, we have one of my favorite quizzes ever that I laughed so hard I was in pain for a day afterwards, and it's from the Letdowns, who were here just this past April. So here we go with the Letdowns on the Best of the Worst Little Podcast.
Rick, can I have some music, please? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to another edition of the Worst Little Quiz in the World. I'm your host, the Rev. Rory Dodd, and today with us playing, we have the Letdown, Zach, Timmy, and Cody. Are you ready to play a game?
We're ready.
Yeah, we're pretty ready.
Yeah, the crowd is excited.
All right.
You're getting me to ask you some arbitrary questions and give you some arbitrary point scores for depending upon your answer. And Cody, don't disappoint me. You are my favorite to win right now. No pressure.
Yeah.
No
don't
pressure.
Don't let him down.
Oh, cha-ching.
Again. So, question number one. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, Zach. Who do you cannibalize first?
Ooh. Well, I don't have a brother. What was the third choice?
Lover, brother,
I'll eat
mother.
My lover.
Mother.
You'd eat your mom?
No, lover. No.
Oh. Lover.
Lover.
I thought she said mother.
Going with the lover, eh?
Okay. How would she taste? Would she taste...
I don't know. Salty?
We talk about this far too often.
Yeah. We talk about
it. I don't know. Why
don't
you bite his hand?
Here, lick my finger. How's that?
Yeah, see who tastes better. I think that's how you do it.
Timmy, it's you.
Me. Timmy,
I got to do the same.
Questions to you. Same question. Lover, brother, or mother. Who do you cannibalize first?
Man. My brother's got some lean meat on him. I'd probably go for him. He'd make a good steak.
It looks pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Good answer. Yeah. Good answer. The better steaks, the better. Mm-hmm. And Cody.
Hands down, my brother.
Which one?
Kaysen. Dude, remember we were talking about this? He would taste good.
He tastes damn good.
Because he has like this caramely skin. Mmm. Saute that right up.
Yeah.
All right. Back to you, Cody. How often do you masturbate?
I hope your girlfriend's dad listens to this.
Oh, no! Oh, he hates
it. Oh, it's too late now anyway.
Okay, well,
You don't have to answer, but you have to...
Oh, wait, guys, I have to interrupt the game. I have to interrupt the game.
Oh,
no! Hello?
Hi, Roy.
Matt, hey, good to hear you. Everybody, this is Matt. Help me pronounce your last name again. Was it Wiegand?
Wiegand.
Matt Wiegand, yeah. Winner of last week's Reno Tahoe Comedy Club's first round.
Hi, Matt. Congratulations.
Welcome, welcome. Woo! How you doing tonight, friend?
I'm doing okay. Just got done with a Spanish test, actually, so that was cool.
A Spanish test? Are you going to school here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go to school at UNR.
Ah, what useless major are you enrolled in?
It's unemployment studies, actually. Political science and international affairs.
Congratulations, and I welcome you to the unemployment line when you get here in 6 months. How much longer do you have left up there?
I graduate in December.
All right, well, congratulations. Really, really. It's a lot of bullshit for nothing. but so, at any rate, comedy. How long have you been doing comedy here in Reno? Is this your first shot at it, or have you been working around for a while?
This is my third year doing comedy here in Reno. And, I've been, just this last year has been the first year that I've really been actually working at it. You know, as like getting paid for it from time to time.
Congratulations. You were able to quit your day
job?
Thank you,
Rick. No.
Making some drinking money?
Yeah, exactly. It's basically getting paid to go on road trips to Idaho.
To where?
Idaho.
Oh, exciting Idaho.
Better be paying big money.
You don't what?
Blowing Idaho.
They love comedians there.
Yeah. I hear.
Yeah, we hear they love comedians in Idaho.
they love to hate comedians in Idaho. Yep.
You trying to be funny, boy?
So, you passed the first round. What is next for you in the Reno Tahoe Comedy Contest?
The next round, I suppose, all the people that moved on get 6 minutes to pull out their best material and whatnot. So,
sexually.
Go in. Stuff.
How long did you get in the first round?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. So, yeah, another 60 seconds. You can pull out another stinger.
So many more.
Is that this weekend? That's at least one round of it is this Friday night.
One round is Friday, and then the next round is May 18th.
Okay. Are you this Friday, or are you going to be in May 18th?
I am this Friday.
Awesome. So we can all come out and see you there.
Yep.
That's at the Pioneer Underground. I believe doors open at 9 p.m., shows 9:30 or 10, something like that.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's going to be at 9:30.
Okay, 9:30. Okay, so get up there early. If you show up early, there is a hypnotist or something beforehand, usually.
Aunt Kim, hypnotist.
Yeah.
Dude, does that really work?
Yeah.
They're not faking? That's fucking
right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go do that, right?
I would love to see that.
Yeah, you guys get hypnotized and blow each other.
Yes.
We're going to watch cartoons.
Where's the beer box?
We're going to have Rick go get hypnotized to be straight. Well, right on, Matt. So, are you excited? What do you got? Throw something at us that you might pull out in your last 60 seconds.
Dance Monkey.
Dance Monkey.
Last 60 seconds?
Dance Monkey. You have 60 seconds. Go.
Well, I have this bit about drinking coffee, and not to ruin it or anything like that, but I compare it basically to taking a sip of tea and waking up so fast you'll feel like you're on the surface of the moon. With Teddy Roosevelt and the entire cast of Gremlins 2. That's
Just a taste. Just a taste.
Yeah. Just a tip.
Not Gremlins 1, though.
Gremlins not 2. Gremlins 1.
That's
Gremlins
not Boogaloo.
No, not Gremlins 1. I'm going for the superior of the two films. Gremlins
2. Tony Randall can
the one without me. Steve Guttenberg in it.
Well, everybody, please go out and check out Matt Wiegand and all the rest of the comics. Matt Wiegand at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club semifinals this Friday at 9 o'clock or 9:30. Doors open at 9. Matt, thanks for coming on the show with us, and good luck. Good luck to you, man.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Good night, see ya. Guys.
Are you sure he's gay?
Not really, huh?
Sorry, Matt, that was a little underwhelming. I hope you don't listen to this show before Friday.
Well, comics always do good when you say, you've got 60 seconds, yeah. Say well, something right. Funny.
Go.
Well, no, but it wasn't even that. I mean, he could have at least, like, just a throwaway, one-liner, like, something.
20 seconds in now, Matt. Come on.
No, I'm okay at what I do, but if somebody stopped me on the road and said, okay, engineer, now!
I just thought I was the... You know you're coming onto a show as a featured comic, and I thought I was the only one trying to be funny there.
I was trying.
Well, we're working. He's
and
not.
I was trying very hard and failing very hard.
Sorry, I tried. I tried once or twice.
Back
too.
To the real entertainment. Yeah.
Well, this show isn't called the best little podcast,
Cody.
All right,
I believe we
have
were
you
still
to
on
your
question, Cody.
Question.
How often do ye take ye hands to oneself?
Oh, you thought you got off, huh?
I knew it was coming back.
So to speak.
I don't know. Maybe like. Surprisingly, not as often as I used to.
Which is frequency per week or per day if you need to.
No,
per
day. Maybe like once a week.
Once a week.
Wow!
Week?
Yeah.
Wow!
You look like you're gonna explode,
modest, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's a little weird. Yeah.
Timmy.
Well, hi, Mom. if I had to guesstimate, I'd say 2 to 3 times a week. But
yeah,
I don't keep a record of these things.
No, I did when I was your age.
He had a journal.
I masturbated furiously
3 times today.
Just had 3 times in an hour.
Count the number of crusty socks.
3 crusty socks.
And Zach.
Oh, man.
Zach doesn't want to answer this question either.
I don't, but I will. Well, I'm the only single one in the band, but I have to go the 2 or 3 times, like Timmy.
Jesus, do you guys play video games? Like,
what? No.
Furiously, Rick. They play them furiously.
We have 40 and 50-year-old band people in here doing it twice a day. Meanwhile, the next generation has stopped touching their own junk. It's just weird.
Let's see. Next question. Zach, what's the color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear?
Gray Hanes boxer briefs.
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad.
I gotta check. Hang on. They look like something bought at Walmart in like some old man ass pack. They look like they have blue stripes, like blue pinstripe. Pretty
those
disgusting.
Be boxers.
They look like great value boxers. They look
excellent.
Great value. They feel terrible
with the cheap underwear.
Yes,
Timmy.
Hey, I forgot underpants at the Knit Show, and I was very
happy
to tell everybody
like
about
commando.
That. I was commando. It was fantastic.
That's punk rock.
Yeah, you're up.
I hear. I understand that'll blow out a kick drum.
Yes, that specifically is what did it.
What, right?
The power of your unbridled.
Yeah, the power of my wiener flopping around. In the breeze. It was my wiener flopping around, knocked a hole in that drum. Yeah. That's what it was.
Not that I'm complaining, but so far this show is gayer than normal. Which is saying a lot for our show.
Right.
That's what happens when you get me and Cody in a room.
And Cody.
Mine are they're gray Fruit of the Looms with a green elastic band.
Ooh,
fancy!
Ooh,
and they're boxer briefs.
It's like racing stripes.
With the boxer briefs,
yeah.
As well,
I got it's all about those boxer briefs.
Racing stripes.
You get support and freedom.
Yes.
Cody, name the celebrity that you would ruin your current relationship for.
Oh,
Oh,
John Stamos.
Oh,
good, good answer.
Good precise.
Damn. Yeah.
And quick. Yeah. Not really much thought there.
No, it's a no-brainer, man.
He would have said it faster if he didn't have to go, ooh.
As he thought about him. John.
Then you just pictured him
John.
On top of you with his shirt off. Just, ooh.
Oh, dude, I would.
That one time a week is going to be about 15 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, man.
Timmy, same question to you.
Yeah. I would say... I can't remember her name. She's in Scott Pilgrim. The chick that plays Ramona Flowers. She is fucking gorgeous.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
Oh, yeah. Mary Elizabeth something.
Good
also, nobody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. The chick from Scott Pilgrim.
Ramona Flowers.
Yeah,
she was hot. Yeah. I know. That's one of those movies I know I'm supposed to watch, but. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and we're so old, we're not supposed to think she's hot because she's so young.
She's not that young.
Oh, okay.
But she was kind of hot.
And Zach, your hypothetical girlfriend, who would you ruin? Who would you ruin your relationship with your left hand for?
I don't know who he's going to say.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
Tom Brady.
Going with the manly.
Yeah.
Manly
all right.
Answer. Very nice.
Yeah, he is pretty manly for
Brad Pitt of the NFL.
Almost like
Do you have any tattoos?
Any what?
Excuse me?
Tattoos. Tattoos upon your
tattoos?
Skin? Tattoos.
Oh, I see. No,
tattoos.
I do not.
No tattoos.
No tattoos.
No points for skin. No tattoos.
I don't either.
None. And of course you don't. You're underage.
Yeah, I don't, but I have a really good idea for one. I want to get the word bad tattooed on my butt, so it'd be like bad ass, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
That's pretty ironic.
Oh, and then later in life, you can get idea right underneath.
And you should get that done at Stingray Tattoo. Hey.
Woo! Nice tie-in.
Yeah. Thank you.
3 days from now.
Let's see.
Yes.
Lots of questions here. Okay. All right. Well... What do you want to be? What do you want to have for your last meal, Zach?
Wingstop.
Oh,
butthead.
Oh. Yeah,
Wingstop.
You can't pick the same one, can you?
They would all pick the same thing.
We would all just
get less points.
Less
points.
Okay. Oh, man. The next one has to start with an X.
X. Are there any food establishments that even start with X? Like honestly,
Extreme Burger.
Xylophone.
You just eat a xylophone.
Oh man, it's all about that famous Dave's. Man, that barbecue pork burger. Oh,
so far, so pretty much national chains.
Well, Zach already took Wingstop, so I'm gonna have to say an awful lot from downtown.
Okay, that's awesome.
Atta boy. Yeah. He knows what's up.
That
was my
second
choice.
He knows what's up. Totally.
Wingstop fuels our band.
Cody, in all of history, who would you pick a fist fight with? All of history.
If I could, anyone in
anybody.
History. This is a good question.
Oh,
there's a lot of people I'd like to fight.
Cannot be fictional, but can be mythical, maybe. Right. Like Alexander the Great.
Mythical?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Okay, shut up, faggot.
Okay.
Hey, hacks plagiarize. Real artists like me just steal that bullshit.
Yeah, you're honest, too.
I don't know. I'd probably... have a good old boxing match with Abraham Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln! Oh,
that's a surprisingly popular
answer. Yeah.
He's
a lot of people pick Abe.
He's so tall, and I think it'd be a good fight. It'd be hard for me to win.
But, you know, he hunted vampires.
He was scrappy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to see that movie.
No, there's a book, though.
I'm not going to read that book.
You should. Tells a lot about America that you didn't know.
Oh.
Tell you what, son. Anyway, Timmy. Hi.
Hi.
Who would you pick a fist fight with?
I'd have a ladder match with Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah!
Yeah. I would raise him from the dead and have a ladder match.
Dude, he would kill you. He would eat you.
He would destroy me.
And, moving along. Right. Zach?
I think I would have go in a fist fight with Scott Stapp.
Oh!
Nice.
He beat the crap out of you, dude.
No way.
No,
he beat the crap out of you,
dude.
With
I would kill him.
He got his ass.
His arms would be open.
Yeah.
Dang.
Let's make that one happen. That guy's still alive, too.
Oh, let's see. There's a lot of questions I don't want to ask you since, you at least are still a minor.
Baby.
Oh, whatever, dude.
Well, no, you know.
He's the age of consent. It's
well,
all
now
right.
You have yeah. to ask one of the terrible ones.
All right, when was the last time you drove drunk, son?
Yeah, you're right. That
yeah, I don't want to ask that question.
It's
a bad question.
I don't even think he doesn't even have his driver's license.
Yeah, I don't even have his driver's license.
Never.
Have you ever caught your parents having sex?
No, I haven't.
There's a good story, but I'm not going to tell it here. I'm not going to tell
good
it
good stories get more points.
I haven't.
Stories get lots of points.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Not with your parents.
Okay.
You should have seen the twinkle in his eye.
I've never caught my parents having sex, but I've heard them, you know?
Yeah,
my
yeah,
room,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got to like turn on my fan or the music so I don't like throw up in my sleep. But funny story. I was under my mom's bed the other day.
That's always a good start to the story right there.
And the funniest part was...
You are a creepy kid.
No,
what were you doing?
There's a reason.
Okay.
I was under there because there was this bag of Reese's. Like Reese peanut butter cups.
You're like fucking E.T.
Mom, I want some candy.
No, but because my mom has to hide them because if she leaves them in the whatever it's called, the kitchen.
Food place.
The food place. Yeah. If she leaves it in the kitchen, my little brother.
Yeah, your little brother.
He'll eat them all in like 4 hours.
The kid that tastes really good.
Yeah. But,
that's why.
But she's not worried about the son that would crawl under the bed to get
them. Shut up. No. No, but anyways. So, the gist of the story. I went under there, and there was this box in the way of the Reese's. So I had to pull the box out, and I took a quick glance in there.
Oh, no.
It's better than you think, I promise.
And there was a penis pump.
A mighty man. Oh. Yeah. Mighty man. Penis man. Pump.
It was probably...
Your score just fucking rocked.
Yeah.
It's
a good one.
It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Dude. No, but that's funny because that means your mom is more concerned about hiding the Reese's than the penis pump.
No, at least.
The
funny part about the story is I actually told my mom that I found it.
See, you shouldn't tell people that part of the story. No.
You do have a step. That is interesting.
You do have a dad,
yeah,
right?
Now keep going.
Well, he's my mom's boyfriend.
Okay, so this is your stepdad. Okay, well,
he's not
so.
Really like my stepdad.
Because otherwise, why would your mother have that?
But, well, no, because...
Carmen.
Unless.
It was like brand new, still in the box that it got shipped in.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Well, my mom said she's never seen it before.
It's not like something that's been laying around since like 86, you know?
Oh, yeah. So you outed him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird.
She's lying.
No doubt.
How would she hide the Reese's without seeing it?
No. It was like she hid the Reese's before that.
Before the box even got there, it was brand new.
How long did she keep Reese's under the bed for?
I don't know. They've been down there for a while. I forgot about them for a while.
Melted.
And I was like, oh,
she got them for Halloween in 2010.
Yeah. No, my mom works at Smith's, so she gets like all the manager's specials when everything.
I think they sell those at Smith's.
So she bought like a case of Reese's
right next to the Snuggies.
Yeah, the Snuggies, the Reese's,
as seen
the penis pump.
You know.
It's right. In between the penis pumps and the
Well, that makes sense alphabetically.
All right. Timmy, beat that. Have you ever caught your parents having sex?
No, and thank God for that.
Oh, dude, that would be weird.
I've seen my stepdad butt-ass naked plenty of times. He's one of those kind of guys. He's a big guy.
He's
he's
cool.
Bill. He's a big guy.
Like and muscular or fat?
Like
Rick,
like,
don't be gross.
I'm like, sorry.
Well, he's,
I just want to put the picture together in my head.
Yeah, he's
sure
like.
You do.
Like got a kind of guy with a big belly.
He looks
you know?
Like the Coca-Cola Santa Claus.
A little bit, yeah. He's kind of got that look
Coca-Cola
to him, you know.
Santa Claus.
And well, he's the kind of guy. He's the kind of guy. It's his house. He doesn't give a fuck. Yeah. He's just gonna walk around butt ass naked. He doesn't care. His package is flopping around. That's the closest I've ever come.
And
thank God.
did he ever have a stiffy walking around?
No, he did not. Okay. Or if he did, I couldn't tell. Sorry, Bill.
He needs the penis pump.
You might want to share that one, yeah. They can pass it. Yeah.
Your stepdad should get together with that.
Just tell him to go to Smith's.
Yeah, we go to Smith's. They got a special. Manager special.
Manager special on the penile pump.
Zach, have you been in the unfortunate instance of running into your parents?
I have not. And I don't have any stories, thankfully. And I want to keep it that way.
So. Right. I can picture your dad, though.
I don't want to.
That's a, oh my God. Wait, that says more about you, Timmy, than anything else.
Our stepdads and his dad, you know, that's all I'm picturing right now with that penis.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm thinking about.
Wow. This is probably the gayest show we ever did.
Yeah. Like I said, it's what happens when I get in a room with a bunch of dudes.
All right, Nick, you want to hit him with some rapid fires?
Well, yeah, okay.
Tally the scores.
Beatles or Stones?
Stones.
Beatles or Stones?
Stones.
Stones.
All right. Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
Beatles.
All right. Nice. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Sex Pistols.
Clash.
Okay. Here's a weird one. Here's a weird one. NXS or REM? Go.
NXS.
REM.
REM.
Nice.
Okay. AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Cancer.
AIDS.
Nice.
You would say so.
Go again, Rick. Go.
Gay or
gay
ginger?
Gay or ginger. Yeah.
What?
What?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh. I'd rather be gay.
Damn. Oh, man. That sucks. That's like choosing puke or shit. I don't know.
That's a good one. I need to write that down.
Fuck. Oh, that's
shit,
no fun. Right? That's no fun at all.
I'll take puke any day.
I'm going to take shit, and I'm going to say gay.
Nice.
I'd rather be a flaming homosexual than have red hair.
You're all a bunch of faggots.
Good job.
Yeah. You're ginger phobes.
Flaming homos.
We are.
Ginger phobes.
Hardcore ginger phobes.
They have no souls, man.
That band name list. Band lameness list, Nick. That. Rick, band name list.
Ginger phobes.
Oh, yeah. Ginger phobes. Excellent.
The ginger phobes. It's awesome.
I'm ready.
Your next band.
I like this
bitch.
Redheads come to your show. You're all. Get out of here.
Somebody kick him.
Get up.
All right. We won't kick your ass because the law says so. Junior, welcome here, Ray.
So our first runner-up is the beautiful and talented, with 95 points, Timmy.
Timmy.
And rounding out the bottom of the crowd, we do have the other lovely and beautiful and talented Zach with only 85 points.
Aww,
and coming in strong with one of the best stories I've heard in a minute. 197 points, you win 4 free stickers.
All right.
And I say they're free stickers because, well, we don't make people pay for them anyway. The wonderful, beautiful Descendant shirt wearing Cody.
Woo!
Nice. Yeah. Yes. Well done on the quiz. You guys.
I'd like to say a speech.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure. Just kidding.
No, go ahead. Here, wait.
Your speech on how you won the game the quiz.
My game plan. I went in quick and I was being 100% legitimate.
Yeah.
There is a penis pump in my house.
That just describes your whole sex life right there.
More than you know. Thank you so much for joining me on the Best of the Worst Little Podcast. We'll be back in studio next week with a regular show with the whole gang and probably some great Reno band and maybe a comic on the telephone. You know, the crap that we usually do. And until then, green lights and blue skies.